This is Monitor 67 on March 11th. I'm your Saturday evening host, Ted Steele. We'll meet Sergio Mendez, one of the men responsible for the Brazilian sound of music that's been so popular recently. Then we'll begin with a song from a young lady who's made the British sound in speaking popular. Julie Andrews, formerly My Fair Lady and Mary Poppins, is now Thoroughly Modern Millie.
We think he's chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's odd and foreign and amorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, said Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's like a missable. Goodbye, good booty girl, I'm changing in how. So beat the drum, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now.
Sound is the latest addition to the popular music of today, and it's probably the most sophisticated and rhythmic trend to emerge in some time. Two names seem to be responsible for its popularity, the organist Walter Wanderley and a group led by Sergio Mendez called Brazil 66. We'll find out more about these innovators, now Sergio Mendez. He was interviewed by Monitor reporter Joe Gillespie.
Sergio, you're in this country now for tours around the country. How long have you been here?
I've been here for 2 years.
But you began all of this typically Brazil 66 sound in Brazil, didn't you?
Well, the whole thing started back in Brazil when I formed a group and came here.
Whereabouts in Brazil did you begin?
Rio de Janeiro.
Oh. Mostly there, or did you travel?
São Paulo, too. Oh. And then I traveled all over the world. I've been in Europe twice, in Japan, with other groups. Quartets, sextets.
Incidentally, the Brazil 66, now this is almost a byword in American popular music. How did you come to choose this name?
Well, the first group was called Brazil 65, which was a showcase with different Brazilian musicians. It was a trio, a girl singer and a girl guitarist and another singer. And we used to play typical Brazilian songs in Portuguese. And we called the group Brazil 65.
So now the Brazil 66, as we know it today, is not the original group. It's a new one.
No, it's a new one.
How many do you have in the group?
We are six. Piano, bass, drums, two girl singers, and a percussionist.
Your first big hit was Mascanada, was that right?
Right.
And of course, since then, you've had many others, such as, Going Out of My Head, Day Tripper, mm-hmm. The Joker, and your latest ones, Constant Rain and For Me. Many people have remarked that the sound on the records that you have sounds as though it was almost a multiple recording, the way these girls sound. And yet, just the other day, several people remarked after hearing you in person, the sound in the auditorium is exactly the same as on the record because these two girls' voices blend so closely. It sounds almost as though it's a multiple recording.
Yes.
I bet they worked together a good deal to achieve
that. Yeah, we rehearse a lot. You know, it took us a little time before we achieved that. Because we all sing. So the idea, it's the blending of three male voices and two female voices, which give that big sound. You know, the unison was no harmonies. No, once in a while I use a harmony.
Well, we can only wish you the very greatest of success, and Monitor appreciates your coming by. Many an hour of Monitor has featured music by Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66.
Thank you very much.
This is Joe Gillespie returning you to Monitor.
Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66. I guess their new calendar hasn't caught up with them yet. But they sound like 67 in this latest number, For Me.
Hey, there's a hum in the air. Hey, hey, hey.
A new racket was revealed this week, another way to gyp the phone company. A man in Philadelphia was arrested and charged with cheating by false pretenses and fraudulent use of a coin device. His method was clever. He tape-recorded the necessary boings, tingles, and clunks by which the long-distance operators tell the number of coins dropped into a payphone. Then he simply played the recorder into the mouthpiece of the phone after asking for his long-distance number. He was caught. Probably played one too many boings, tingles, or clunks. No charge for this next minute. After I say you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Don't move, just leave your dial out. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
And at 19 after the hour, it's time for a song. Ed Ames and My Cup Runneth Over.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love. In only a moment, we both will be old. We won't even notice the world turning cold. And so in this moment, with sunlight above, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over with love.
Monitor News feature. South Vietnam is troubled not only with a war, but with the basic problems of living. David Burrington, NBC News correspondent in Saigon, reports on the current rice shortage.
Saigon has the appearance of prosperity. New cars and motorbikes jam the streets. Shops are full of hi-fi and television sets. But for the average Vietnamese, whose salary is under $2 a day, most of this abundance is an illusion. Whatever money he may have had left over before is now increasingly needed to keep his stomach full. It was bad enough last year when the price of rice rose 70%. But already this year it's gone up another 50%, most of the increase during the past week. The people don't like it. Rice is the staff of life here, and even families with relatively high incomes are grumbling. The main reason for the increase is that rice stocks in Saigon are down. And there's fear, however unwarranted, of a rice shortage. Ordinarily, there'd be a surplus of rice now, but production has slumped as farmers head for the secure cities. Vietnam, which once promised to be the rice basket for all of Southeast Asia, is now becoming more and more dependent on American shipments. These shipments are behind schedule, and this is what caused the market to spiral. Speculators held back on supplies. That led to panic buying and hoarding. Other food prices followed pace. Since Christmas, sidewalk vendors have nearly doubled the price of a certain kind of noodle soup, which is basic to the Vietnamese diet. Officials say that new supplies of American rice are now being unloaded and that much more is on the way. Prices, they say, should drop sharply as soon as stockpiles are restored. But experience has shown that at least part of the increase will linger on, and so will the resentment. In this country, such resentment is especially dangerous. It can easily be exploited by the enemy. Informed observers are worried and say that inflation is once again a major threat to the stability of the Vietnamese government. This is David Burrington, NBC News, Saigon.
The best way to follow the news of the world on weekends is to listen to Monitor.
Oh, he walks like a man, and he talks like a man, and he looks like a man, and he feels just like a man should. He's got hands like a man, and he stands like a man. He's got hips like a man, and he moves just like a man should.
Just Like a Man, the latest hit song by Margaret Whiting, Just Like a Woman. Mitchell and Mush Kenada. And in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, you're listening to WJAC. Wherever you are, stay with us for the rest of Saturday Night Monitor. I'm your host, Ted Steele.
Monitor with interesting people and places on the NBC Radio Network.